We'd like to say we appreciate that of the song service tonight. Each and everything been said, done thus far in the service. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute. Not be able to get ourselves out of the way. Don't know altogether what we might do. We've got a little scripture we're going to read to you. We believe tonight. Some out of the book of St. Matthew, I believe it is, the 13th chapter. So you bear with us. Thirteenth chapter, Saint Matthew. Be skipping around. I'm not going to read all together each one of these, but I'm going to read maybe a verse of each one of these, and then I'll might read you some more. 13th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. You'll understand in a minute what I'm going to read. 24th verse. It says, "And another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in the field." 31st verse. Another parable he put forth unto them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in the field." 33rd verse. Another parable spake he unto them, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal, till the whole was leavened." Fourth verse. "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth for a joy thereof, goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. 45th verse. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. 47th verse. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. I'm not going to ask you to turn, but I'm going to read several verses here. It says, verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. That ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from thence. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called chosen and faithful. Now I'm going to read just a few more verses, if I can find it right quick. This is in the book of Acts, the first chapter, the third verse. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. This is also in the book of Acts. This is when Stephen was talking somewhat. It said, but when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God, the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Also in the book of Acts, he says, and now, behold, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Some of Paul's writing. Also in the book of Acts, said, and when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets from morning till evening. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. And when they agreed not that among themselves, they departed after that Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, Go unto this people and say, Hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand. And seeing ye shall see, and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known, therefore, unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had great reasoning among themselves. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house and received all that come in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. Now maybe, I know that's reading a lot of different places, and this afternoon I know also that's all we got, closest thing we have. Don't know altogether what we'll do, if we'll do anything, but this scripture I thought fairly fitting for what we've read tonight, and John, the Bible says that John came, when John came out of the wilderness and he came preaching, the Bible said that he preached repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. So did also Jesus. When he came preaching, he preached, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Paul done a lot of preaching in the book of Acts, and also throughout all his letters concerning the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. Now, there's some folks thinks that they're two separate, but they're really not. If you'll search it out and you'll find that's exactly what Paul was preaching, was the same thing they was preaching. And the Bible said that he preached the kingdom of God. He said concerning them, he said concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets. So out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, he preached the kingdom of God, that was coming, that was about to come. And that was what John had preached. Brethren, as he come out of the wilderness, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, they had prophesied about this, and you know very well, but nonetheless, their prophecy hadn't yet been fulfilled. Brethren, it was prophesied for a time, and yet, brethren, it come. It come. The Bible says that in the fullness of time, God sent His Son. Brethren, and He sent Him to redeem that, brethren, of mankind, to purchase them and to be the supreme sacrifice. And brethren, that He brought tonight was the kingdom of heaven.
or the kingdom of God. Now, there's a lot of folks believe that, brethren, it's yet to come. But he made mention, and I read in your hearing tonight, my friend, that there'd be some there that would not taste of death until they saw the kingdom come. Think about that. Them, brethren, that was under the sound of his voice. Now, you might say, well, preacher, we all waiting for that kingdom. No, we not waiting, brethren, for that kingdom anymore. That kingdom has come. And one writer said that Jesus said that the kingdom would come in all its power today. And brethren, it did. There's nothing, my friend, that Jesus brought into this world other than that, my friend, of redemption, salvation. Brethren, and he said them, even unto them, he said you would not, my friend, die until you see it come tonight. Brethren, that was a promise unto them. Was it not a promise, my friend, unto Simon or Simeon over there, brethren, that when they had took the child Jesus down, brethren, for it was a time to be taxed, and they is there, and while they is even waiting, my friend, old Simon come by, and he beheld, brethren, he beheld, he said, the consolation of Israel tonight. Said that the Lord had told him, that the Lord had spoke to him, and said that he would not die until he seen the consolation of Israel. Brethren, and he saw him. He didn't just see him, he held him. Yes, he did. Salvation, brethren, is what he brought. Thank God, and he brought it for every one of us tonight. All of us. You might say, preacher, that's just an old story. My friend, number one, it ain't just a story. It's a fact. It's what he brought. It's what he came into this world for, to purchase mine and your sin. My friend, that because we could not, my friend, redeem ourselves from the fallen state of which we is in. We can't do it. Man couldn't do it under the law. Man couldn't do it in Jesus' day. And brethren, he still can't do it. He cannot redeem or recover himself from that of the fallen state of sin of which he is in. He cannot. He cannot purchase himself out of sin. No, he couldn't. Wasn't able to. Sin and the law, my friend, couldn't bring redemption. It couldn't bring. Bible said that the law came because of transgressions. Brethren, them that transgressed the law, them that had transgressed against God, brethren, he gave them a law. Brethren, it could teach them about sin, but it could not redeem them from sin. It didn't have a redeeming virtue. No, it didn't. It could point you to one. It could bring you to one. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. My friend, tonight, these folks said, well, preacher, then his blood, I believe his blood's been applied. Well, they must be something come from you. Brethren, before that blood will ever be applied. You say, preacher, not so. Yes, sir. It said, just believe. But brethren, they've got to be some repentance. They got to be some asking. Thank God of sin repentance, my friend. Brethren, and God will hear you. Thank God and He'll redeem you tonight. Yes, He will. He's faithful. Bible says if you'll confess your sins, He is what? Faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us. Now, it might be that we don't forgive ourselves. It might be, my friend, that man don't forgive us. But brethren, I'll guarantee you, if you'll repent, if you become godly sorrow, brethren, God will forgive you tonight. There's nothing no greater for mankind than that of forgiveness of God. You know, I'm going to say this. You ain't going to operate too much without the forgiveness. You're not going to do it. Brethren, there's just something, my friend, that comes with non-repentance. Yes, sir. It's called a guilty conscience, my friend. It will not let you go free tonight. No, it won't. It'll be that reminds you. Now, you can put on a happy face. You can put on a good covering. You can disguise yourself. But did you know there's no covering? There's no clothing? There's no disguise? Brethren, that'll ever work in the eyes of God. They'll all be showed forth. He knows. He knows. Brethren, the truth of it is, I've said this many be the time, it's not that God just knows. You know what bothers me? What really bothers me, my friend? It ain't that you know. It ain't that somebody else knows. Brethren, it's that I know exactly where I'm at. I do. Don't you? Folks don't have to tell me where I am. Standing between me and the Lord. Why, preacher, I had a man to tell me one day. He was using the illustration. He didn't understand. But he was using the illustration. We was talking to him. I appreciate him, loved him to death. I really did. And he told where I lived, and he said, preacher, he said, you done had one tornado come in the backyard. He said, you done had one come across that front yard. He said, don't you think the Lord telling you to move? I looked at him, and this is how I looked at it. I just looked at him, and I said, Merle, I said, I'm going to tell you. I said, it looks to me like he's took pretty good care of me. I'm going to stay right where I'm at. Glory to God. A lot of folks thinks a lot of things that comes against you, that God's against you today. That's not the truth. That's not the truth. Know the man that had cancer and he'd had it for the second time. He is a preacher. And he made mention he was a preacher. He said, and people's come up to me, and he said, they heard that I was sick, and he said, I don't know who told you that. He said, I've never told anybody I was sick. Well, we heard you got cancer. I said, yes, I've got cancer. He said, Lord took care of it the first time. I'm depending on take care of it the second time. Think about it. Brethren, he didn't die of cancer. He died of old age tonight. Imagine that. Huh? There's something to be said. You know why
that the story of the children of Israel going through the Red Sea on dry ground and the waters was a wall on both sides. That's what the Scripture says. Why is that such a great story? Brother, because they went through it, thank God. It ought to mean something to you when God delivers you, whether it's naturally or spiritually, either way. The kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God, folks, is not natural. It's not natural, brethren, but it is spiritual. It is. You can read all you want to, brethren, about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Brethren, he didn't come to bring a natural kingdom. Thank God he brought a spiritual one. He told the woman at the well, did he not? He said, there's coming a time. He said that you'll neither worship God here nor in this mountain. He said, but they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Brethren, if you take the spirit out of it, it's dead. Yes, sir, and you dead with it. There's a lot of folks, my friend, they say, preacher, I just can't see it any other way. It's just going to be a natural thing. I've had people tell me that. I said, that's because your eyes is blind and you cannot see the spiritual things of God. Preacher, I wouldn't tell. Ain't that what this word said that I read to you tonight? He said, seeing they see not, they don't understand. He said, and therefore, he said, I'm going to turn to the Gentile. That what he said, I'm going to the Gentile. He said, for they will hear me. They'll hear him. They did hear him. Did they not? Brethren, the only reason that the Jew was grafted back in was because mercy was given to the Gentile. Yes, sir. And brethren, because the Gentile received it, he turned right back around and gave it to the Jew. The Jew thought they had it made and thought, brethren, and a lot of them thinks they do today. But the fact of it is, if any of them get into the kingdom of heaven, my friend, they'll come by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The kingdom of God, my friend, nor the kingdom of heaven, either one you want to call it, or the kingdom of Christ. You might say, preacher, they can't be the same. Well, he don't talk about them being different, does he? He didn't talk about them being different. What was that? That Paul preached unto them. He said he preached and expounded the kingdom of God. Right out of the law of Moses and the prophets. Brethren, that's all they had they could get out of was the prophets and the law. That's all they had written. They had them wrote, a lot of them in scrolls. Yes, sir. It doesn't amaze me. They found some here a while back, several years back, and some of them was talking about it, and it amazed them of how close they were to what the Word of God teaches. Why should that amaze you? Why should that amaze you? I don't know. I'm just going to be honest with you. There's folks that just can't handle the King James Version of the Bible. Do you know that? They just can't handle it. I can't understand it. I don't know what it's talking about. My friend, you're in the same category with them that are blind tonight. Preacher, I wouldn't say that. Why wouldn't you? I noticed something the other day. You may have watched, you may have not have, but I did. Kathy was in the hospital. She was having her epidural put in. And I was waiting there, and they was having Queen Elizabeth's funeral. They was having her funeral. And I just watched it. I wanted to listen. I wanted to hear. Now, I'm going to tell you, they may not believe like we do and such as this, but I can tell you one thing. They read out the same Bible we do. Yes, sir. Out of the same Bible. Every one of them reverends, the scripture they read come out of the King James Version. Preacher, are you sure? I'm positive. I know. Brethren, and you would have too if you'd have heard them. My friend, that might not mean much to anybody, but a country that's as old as it is over there and them still standing. Brethren, on there, the old King James. Brethren, they had not departed. I don't know how they lived. I don't know how they do. But I can tell you one thing. They've got the word if they'll follow it tonight. Yes, they do. They didn't need no new King James Version. No, sir. No, sir. And they got them, evidently, they got them in proportions over there. What have you? I ain't going to get into all that. But I will be honest with you. We got so many over here that can't read this King James. Don't understand. I had a man to tell me one day. He said, I just don't understand the these and them thous. And I thought to myself, well, that ain't all that's in there. Thee and thou? What do you mean you can't understand it? That's English. It's in the English language. Yes, sir. Why can't we understand it? You know why a lot of folks can't understand, my friend, is because, and I'll get off this in just a minute. You just let me go on. My friend, it's because they're blind. Thank God we got a lot of blind folks today. Yes, we have. Yes, we have. Paul preaching to them in the book of Acts, the 28th chapter. And that's exactly what he said. He said, seeing you cannot understand. He said, you just don't understand. You don't know. But that was prophesied. Seeing they would not see. And hearing they would not hear. Huh? It's exactly what he's prophesied of. And those of the Jews that heard Paul preaching in this 28th chapter of the book of Acts, they had heard enough. Do you know it? They had heard enough. He said, well did Isaiah prophesy about you in the Holy Ghost. Seeing ye shall not see, and hearing ye shall not understand. They didn't like that. Bible said they left. They moved on. Brethren, these folks today that if they would listen, if they would let God talk to them, brethren, they'd get out of the situation that they're in and they'd find life for their soul in the kingdom of heaven if they had just believed. If they had just believed. What kind of kingdom, my friend, was Christ going to set up? What kind of kingdom? I believe with all my heart, and I really do, that if it was going to be an earthly kingdom or an earthly tabernacle, Brethren, I believe he'd have let Peter and James and John build it. I do. They is with him. They saw, they didn't see just Jesus. They saw Moses and they saw Elias. You say, preacher, what was that? Just exactly what this book says. Concerning the law and the prophets. That's what was represented there. The law and the prophets in Christ. You know who was left when it was all said and done? Christ. And there's a voice come out of heaven said, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye him. Old Peter cried out and he said, Lord, it's good for us to be here. Said, let us build three tabernacles. One for Moses, one for Elias, and one for you. Huh? That's what was Peter, I honestly believe with all my heart, if it had ever been one built, my friend, I believe he'd have let them build it. That ain't the kind of building he is building. No, sir, it's working on a building. I know there's quite a few of you went up to Bereem. We went up that Wednesday night. Y'all remember what Curtis preached on? Y'all remember what he preached on? I listened to him, probably just like you did, but every now and again he'd come out and he'd talk about a building. He'd talk about a building. And I'll just be honest with you. I'm not ashamed of it, but I'd listen to him and I'd go along. I said, well, what he said didn't hardly act like a building. But he kept on talking about a building. A building. A building. And he said something there at the end that I clearly understood what he was talking about. I clearly understood, and I can't even tell you what he said. But I left there, my friend, with building a building. Huh? He was building a building. He was honestly building a building. Yes, sir, in his message. He was building a building. I thought about that, and I've thought about it several times since then. But I'm going to be honest with you, folks, we're doing something. Let me put it that way. We're doing something. You know, we're on a mission. We are. Preacher, if they ain't no heaven to go to, I ain't said nothing about heaven. People get so crossed up. One way or another, they get so crossed up. I've not said anything about heaven. There's no need you leaving here and saying, Randy said there ain't no heaven, kingdom of heaven's here. I ain't said that. That ain't what I've said tonight. I don't want you to leave here thinking that. You say, preacher, what? This, I preach to you that the kingdom of heaven has already come. Yes, sir, and it comes. It come by this man, Jesus Christ. I can prove it to you. There's more scripture in here. If you want it, I've got it. If you want it, I honest to goodness, I've got it. You can look it over, read it, study it, do what you want to with it. Brethren, but I'm not looking for Jesus. Thank God to do things after a while. My friend has already brought the kingdom of God. Yes, he has. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When it's at hand, my friend, it's very near. It's very near. I'm here to tell you it come. Yes, sir, it come. I ain't the only one that saw it. Do you know that? Preacher, I ain't saying such things. Well, just keep reading. Keep studying. You get into that I give you tonight. St. Matthew, 13th chapter. You get over in the book of Luke, my friend. There's several places over there. You get over in the 16th chapter. My friend, it talks about the kingdom of heaven. You go to the 25th chapter of the book of St. Matthew, and it talks about the kingdom of heaven. He said it was likened to 10 virgins. Read it. Study it. Think about it.
Brethren, there was things that come upon that generation of people because Jesus Christ come in at the fullness of time. My friend, and he required some things, brethren, of those people in that day. Yes, he did. And the truth of it is, my friend, you go and read it, and I can find it. Might take me just a minute or so, but I can find it if I need be. My friend, he says, them that would not believe and them that would not have this, he said, they shall be cast into the, not the lake of fire, he said, into outer darkness, where they was weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Read it. It's in there more than once. It's in there more than once. He wanted them to know, my friend, that the unbeliever, it was not going to be well. Do you know that? It was not going to be well. Brethren, he's appeared unto many. In the days of Acts, he appeared unto about 500, it said, and done many infallible proofs. Many infallible proofs. And he went on, I read it to you, first chapter, the third verse, and he talked about that of the kingdom of God. Did he not? That of the kingdom of God. You get into the second chapter, my friend, and you'll find that they waited in the upper room. What was they waiting on, preacher? They was waiting on that, my friend, that had been prophesied. That was coming. Brethren, salvation was coming. He was going to send it. Didn't he tell his own disciples? You've heard this thousands of times, probably. He said, it's needful that I go away. For if I go not away, the Father will not send the Comforter. Because they didn't have a Comforter. That Comforter didn't come, folks, until the day of Pentecost. It didn't arrive till the day of Pentecost. Now, it wasn't everybody that received it on that day, but there was a large portion. And then a few days after that, there was another great number that was added to the church. Yes, they was. And then from that point, my friend, they spread abroad. Just as he said in the first chapter, he said, you go to Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. He sent them out. Did he not? After what? After ye have received what? Power from on high. That's what he said. Power from on high. Thank God his kingdom come with power. Yes, it did. I'll not get into the rest of it. You can search it out. Check it out. That's all I got. That's all I come with. That's all I can leave you. Hope you got something out of it. Now, you say, preacher, you really didn't tell us what you was going to preach on. No, I didn't. But you can search it, whether it be the kingdom of heaven, whether it be the kingdom of God, whether it be the kingdom of Christ. Brethren, it's all talking about the same thing. I've read you enough scripture to just let you know that. Anybody got anything you need to say or do?